Hello, this is Tim Price with the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast, and today I want to talk about families, specifically nine characteristics that healthy families share. I often talk about family things on this podcast. In fact, some people say you're supposed to make sure that you really focus all your topics and content and all that stuff, and my focus is kind of a broad focus of Christian leadership, and so much of that has to do with the home. It's evident in Scripture when the New Testament talks about how the leaders in the church need to be able to manage their home well and to keep things straight on that front. And I think that that's all a part of how we are able to emotionally and physically and with energy and time and bandwidth and a balance in life be able to also serve the church well. And so these characteristics of a healthy family came from a book that I've been reading here recently called The Secrets of Happy Families by Bruce Feiler. I think I'm saying that name right. It's really a great book, a lot of practical stuff. And in one chapter, this author shares about an event where policymakers, researchers, professors, and the media came together to discuss the issues of families. It is a big topic, and it's big because the family unit is kind of the foundation for the fabric of the entire culture. And so goes the family, so goes the culture. So what they agreed upon was that most research about the family is negative. People talk about how families are broken, how they don't spend enough time, how they don't do this and don't do that, and conflict and miscommunication, all the various things. So instead of going down that route, they agreed to put their list together and come up with the good aspects of the family. And after reviewing their lists, these professionals, the researchers, realized it was very easy to establish consensus. These nine characteristics were definite among all their lists to help make families happier and healthier. And I know when I listen to podcasts and there's a long list of things, sometimes it's easy to get lost. And so it's very simple to go to timpriceblog.com to find this post. It should be toward the top of the very first page if you're listening to this. If you're listening to it later, instead of just as we recorded it, then you can search this post, Nine Characteristics Healthy Families Share. So let's go ahead and just take a stab at this list, and I'll share a few thoughts for different ones of them as we go. And I'm thankful that you're here today joining us on this podcast and look forward to sharing these in just a moment.
It's a great day to grow in leadership and be encouraged in ministry. The Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast is designed for those in ministry, and we're glad you're here. Be sure to connect with our Facebook page at Tim Price Blog. You can also visit the blog for free resources, timpriceblog.com.
Okay, number one on the list is communication. Family members who talk together often in an honest and clear and open manner, even when they disagree, which is always going to happen, are among the healthiest of families. And so we want to find ways to communicate and find ways to share together and to talk together. Most often, that's going to require investing time and planning out time, having opportunities of unstructured kind of moments to just sit and allow conversation, communication to flow. It also might mean having some specific times when you arrange the week and the schedules and line everything up. Number two is the encouragement of the individual members of the family. When we appreciate each member's uniqueness while cultivating a sense of belonging to the whole group, then our families are going to be healthier and happier. And not just kids, this is everybody. Commitment to the family is the third one. Members of healthy, happy, and successful families make it clear to one another and to the world that their allegiance to their family is strong. And there's so many opportunities for anybody to do this, parent-wise for sure, but especially for ministry leaders in the church, because so often it's easy to get so wrapped up into the work of the calling God has on our life that we can begin to inadvertently set aside the family, who not only shares the burden of our call, but lives with us as leaders. And too often we sort of shortchange that commitment of the family to serve in the Lord's work. And so we need to make sure that people know that we have a strong allegiance to our family, that we're serving together and One of the ways that's going to happen best is when we're all on the same page and we are moving forward with good harmony and balance and all that. Spiritual well-being is next. And one of the things these researchers concluded in the book that I was sharing that I read was that a shared moral code and value system was very common among highly functioning and healthy families. And so that's just another support to the fact that families need to be in church. If you're a Christian family member, parent, or leader listening to this podcast right now, one of the best things you can do as a new season starts, whether it be a new year or the new school year or just a new commitment, that you want to have your family in church. The dad, the mom, the kids, you want people to be there because that's going to be what helps them understand the importance of growing in faith in Jesus. Spiritual well-being is a huge part of a healthy family. Social connectedness is the next one. Successful families just aren't isolated. They are connected to the wider society, and they are part of the lives of their family, friends, and neighbors, especially when there's a need. And you can probably think of stories when you've had the opportunity to meet somebody's need, to drive somewhere, take care of something, make something work out okay. Other times, it's you being in need. And without that social connectedness or fabric of relationships and kind of a web of people, it's going to be hard for others to enter your world when the time comes that you're going to need somebody to help you. There's been all kinds of times when that's happened recently. I've had various times when over the years when somebody's called, minor things, maybe like their freezer went out and we had to pick up a bunch of meat and put it in our freezer, or somebody was stuck or stranded and go pick them up. Somebody called needing some help with, just strangers that we don't even know needing help with food or something like that, living close to an interstate. Just recently, my brother called because another family friend needed something done on their car that was stranded in a parking lot. And we jumped in the car and drove about 90 minutes to help fix that. And I'm not much of a mechanic at all, but I stood there and provided moral support. And we accomplished it in the allotted time. And it was a great story. So we want to have those kind of social connections. Well, moving on to the other characteristics of a healthy family, adaptability. Strong families are structured, which is very important, yet they are flexible and they adjust their structure in response to various situations or stress or issues or needs. And that's one of the things that having the parents in the home balances each other out. That maybe one is a little more driven with the agenda and one is a little more lax. And at times, it just depends what is needed. You might know this based on how people like to travel. Do they like just to get in the car and go, or do they want everything planned out? And kids pick up on each of the parents' kind of personalities in that regard and any number of other things where the adaptability is important. All right, the next of the nine, I think we're on number seven, appreciativeness. It's kind of a hard word to say, but it was actually in the book. People in strong families care for one another, and they share their feelings about that care for each other. And even if you're not naturally expressive, you can communicate your love for others and your appreciation of your family by doing things for people, by helping them out with whatever might be going on. And you can also learn to be a little more expressive with words or actions. And that appreciativeness is really important so that people can thrive and grow and know that they have a safe place and a place that they can really literally call home. All right, and then number eight is clear roles. Members of successful families are aware of their responsibilities to the group. They're aware of their responsibilities so that the family can function well. And the obvious, overused maybe example is who's going to take out the trash. Whenever you have that set up, then life not only is a little bit smoother and easier, everybody kind of understands and defined what their job is, but it also helps the whole family function as a whole. And so the clear roles is really important for kids to learn those kind of roles, for parents to share the responsibility, and for the whole house to get a glimpse of how to work together in a group and to be a part of something. And then number nine, the last one, time together. Members of strong families spend time doing things together that they enjoy. And that's such an important part of living life as a family. It's pretty much a byproduct that we sometimes don't even have to plan because we're just here together. But what if you're listening to this podcast today and you do determine some things that you're going to spend time doing that you enjoy, and let that be a little more proactive as opposed to reactive, as opposed to just getting home and turning the TV on and sitting there all evening? What if you decided that you were going to take this little trip or play this particular game some night, or invest in inviting people to your home, or whatever the thing might be, that you have time together as a family doing something you enjoy? You can make that list. Maybe you can even make that list together, especially as a new season starts, like the new year or something like that. You can actually put down the things you want to accomplish in this new year, and making that list together provides ownership, and the byproduct is that you're going to be winding up spending time together. Well, I want to pray for your family and invite you to pray for mine, that we're able to grow in these areas and to be strong, happy, and healthy families that are a faithful witness to God's love, even when things are going tough. Just because you are a Christian family doesn't mean that everything is great, perfect, and always looking awesome. And just because you see other people's families through the lens of social media doesn't mean that they have everything great and perfect and everything is awesome. Life is hard. There's a lot of twists and turns, and we need to make sure that we are trusting the Lord with all that we have. But this list of nine characteristics can help us kind of focus in and help our families become stronger to be what they need to be. So I'll just share them with you one more time, and you can just kind of take a mental note of which one or two you may want to work on this week. Number one, communication. Number two, encouragement of each of the members. Three, commitment to the family. Four, spiritual well-being. Five, social connectedness. Six, adaptability. Seven, appreciativeness. Eight, clear roles. And nine, time together. If you are a parent listening to this, I'd love for you to click the link on our blog post for the book about parenting, 25 Practical Thoughts for Intentional Parenting. Days may be long, but years are short. And I would also invite you to become part of our community by joining on the Tim Price blog Facebook page. I have a lot of quotes and different things and opportunity to make comments, as you know, and it would be fun just to connect with you there. And also on our blog post, you can sign up to be a part of our email. And the email list is basically sending out an email about once a week, Tuesday mornings, sharing insights and thoughts for just Christian life and leadership. Well, I'm so thankful that you're here today and a part of our podcast. So thankful that you're listening, praying for you and your family and your home, your ministry, and hope to have you join me next time in about a week. Thanks.
We're glad you're listening to the Tim Price Christian Life and Leadership Podcast for church leaders, Christian parents, and disciples of Jesus. In addition to this podcast, which started the Suite of Harvest podcasts, we also host Faithful Friday 5-Minute Devotion each week, and we have the Worship Leader Toolbox for worship leaders. You can find out more about each of these at harvestministryteams.com/podcast.